is certain. Only music can help you to find the right way. The way you should follow today. This way will take you to the best genres of music from around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
The Madison Show. Glitch in the system. Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully a little insight. I'm Jason Q. Lawrence, and Salt of the Earth DJ Ali Baba Ghazani from the back alley will be back next week. Tonight, sitting with us is my friend Maura Pajol. Hi, Maura! And her friend Dan Smith, who will be talking about a benefit concert and more. Tonight's musical guests are rock band Dark Stone and solo creative artist between genres punk rock to folk music is Lucila Almar. Hello, Lucila. I almost went there. I'm sorry. Okay, so we are on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Unceded Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And as usual, we are broadcasting live on Facebook Live. Just search for Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook and see what's going on in the studio. Hello, Facebook Live. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. And we would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Thanks to everyone around the world who stands up against tyranny and corruption in their own way. You're listening to the Medicine Show family members Byzantine Blue. The song is called Gypsy. Now, coming up next is the Nui Jinan Tour. It's a musical collective that brings a mobile recording studio and a video production team into schools and youth centers across First Nation and Native American communities. The program offers youth a chance to create an original song and music video that explores relevant issues and topics while promoting positive messaging, community engagement, and a collective voice. Participants learn about sound recording, music production, songwriting, voice, and performance. Within the studio's residency, original songs are created containing message that focuses on cultural identity, language, struggle, love, and self-acceptance. This tour also gives participating youth an opportunity to create a music video that supports the songs they've created. This process allows youth to emerge even more out of their shells and give space for collaborating, teamwork, encouragement, confidence building, and community empowerment. We are going to play one of the songs developed by one of these communities in the Norwegian Inn Music Collective. The issue of murdered missing and murdered Indigenous women and men is a very real and painful problem in our community. The Highway of Tears that stretches along northern British Columbia is a part of this story. The Highway is a heartfelt ballad written and performed by the Kitsikalum First Nation youth with the Norwegian Inn Music Initiative in hopes that this message reaches a bigger audience. Featuring the voices and creative talent of Madison Seymour, Chris Spencer, Allison Gounod, Annalie Parker, Megan Christensen, Linda Spencer, Elijah Stevens, and Melanie McAdams, here is The Highway. We'll be right back with our guests.
Found my escape every time I prayed. Sometimes cried, I wish I died and prayed to the creator for a different life. I was born here and wanna live it right. The pain we have need to give it light.
Been upset in situations and the aggression comes and goes. I'm bothered by how my nation has been bullied and controlled. Living here has been so hard and there's a road that leads to tears. Will the promises come through or will the lies continue here?
There's a highway of songs. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. So if your life is going downhill, just slow down. Give time an easy skin. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
Learn to stand tall and show respect. Appreciate my loved ones and hold my head up high. I'm not afraid of feeling pride. Try to listen close so you can learn about a healing tribe.
No drama in my heart, and in honor of the missing, I will not be torn apart from the way that I've been thinking. I found a little courage and made all my decisions. Respect is what I'm learning, and I'm trying to be the difference.
My life has me feeling good. I feel I could go places. We stay connected and hang out. My school is where I feel safest. Any fear that I may have disappears when I am dreaming. Friends and family help me out. They bring me up when I'm struggling.
Memories of a stolen past, which a bright future, no going back. Let's build a home where we can hope and laugh.
Slaughter slipped.
An elder told me that. Let's be a voice who remain in silence. The youth of today ain't afraid of rising for the miss of women who are facing violence. This road of clumps, let's change and find
it. There's a highway of clumps. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. So if your life is going downhill, just slow down. Give time an easy skin. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
Break through the cycle, there's only one way.
culture, we're protectors of our world, singing. We respect all living things, and we're defenders of the earth, singing.
There's a highway of songs, take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. So if your life is going downhill, just slow down. Gethsemane skin. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
There's a highway of songs. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. So if your life is going downhill, just slow down. Gethsemane skin. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
And Digitization is a program that provides resources and training for First Nations and Aboriginal organizations throughout British Columbia. Come out November 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. in room 2311 in the AMS Nest for a three-hour workshop that will engage participants in a conversation about the unique context of working with Indigenous cultural heritage materials, as well as introduce the tools and equipment necessary to digitize audio cassettes for long-term preservation.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualcomm and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
All right, we are back on The Medicine Show, and we would like to acknowledge all of the people around the world who are experiencing hardship. Blessings to, and all of our prayers go out to, all of our relations, which are everyone and everything that we are surrounded by, including the mammals, the animals, the environment, and our ancestors. And thanks to the Creator for the mercy and comforts we share. So tonight's prescription, by the way, we will get to in a little while, is we've sort of written this a little poetically, so bear with me. Find redemption in the eye of a camel. Through the eye of a camel. We all have our issues and regrets because our own actions. And tonight we discuss ways of healing and becoming healthier as a global community, beginning with ourselves, to reach a healthier, dignified path, which is a path to our own personal redemption and being able to go forward without shame. So we will be giving our artists and guests an opportunity to contribute to ideas on healing, on this healing process. So, which brings us to our first guest. Performing solo and playing guitar, Lucila Almar is a musician whose greatest passion is empowering the community and bringing people together through the creative arts. Within the same performance, this singer-songwriter captivates the audience with the ability to move between genres, from the gnarly, defiant energy of punk rock to the lushness of folk music, into soulful resonance of an a cappella song, which I think we're going to hear in a few minutes. Lucila Almar dares to represent herself in the ambiguous light of her personal truths. Her debut album, Nada Es Para Siempre, translates to Nothing Is Forever, which was released April 21st, 2017, if I'm not wrong. Like her performances, this album welcomes you into the precious space of her life to revel in the many ways human presence can be shared and the multitude of ways music and performance can beautify our experience of both life and death. Currently, Lucila Almar is on her Music Being tour with dates across Canada. Please welcome Lucila Almar.
Ella se mueve. Ella se mueve. Ella se mueve como el agua, mujer del agua, mujer del agua, mujer del agua, mujer del agua. Solo siento cuando canto y así me levanto. Solo siento cuando canto, y así me levanto. Believe in myself even when it falls apart. Pieces of the puzzle come together, formation. Stronger foundation, fuck all my goddamn hesitation. Breathing into the unknown, letting go and trusting. Singing my reality into existence. Creative journey, she curvaceous. Follow her voice, realize you're speaking. 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 Intuition, deeper knowing, pure surrender. Mujer que canta, mujer que llora, mujer que canta. Solo siento cuando canto, y así me levanto. Todo siento cuando canto, y así me levanto. Y así me levanto. Mujer del agua, mujer del agua, mujer del agua.
All right. Thank you.
There you go.
Lucila Almar.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. Happy to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking we're quite blessed to have you here tonight. Thank you so much for coming in.
Sweet. I'm happy.
Yeah, so you just finished your Vancouver show.
I did. Shows yesterday and then just hanging around a couple more days in Vancouver before we head out to California.
Woo-hoo.
So that's pretty exciting. But yeah, it's been really nice. It's beautiful here and meeting a lot of awesome artists and people that live here and just learning more about the land and just learning, a lot of learning on this tour. So yeah, I'm happy. Adventure of growth. A lot of learning, yeah. A lot of learning always. So.
Well, so this gig was at the Red Gate Review Stage?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Yeah, it was really beautiful. It was a really nice venue space. I'd never been there before, just like through friends. And it's just like a kind of like a theater setting. And it had a nice stage, beautiful lighting. We had like a sound tech and a lighting tech. So it was really, really nice and cozy. And really loved the people that came out and supported. So, yeah.
And
Vancouver artist.
Uh-huh. I think I've heard of Kim Mortle.
Oh, yeah. Kim Mortle. Whoo, fire. Really. Fire. Greatness. You should have her.
Well, yeah, I've invited her because of the gig. Okay. I looked her up and checked out her music.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. And then
Keen Balam.
Keen Balam.
Yeah. It's amazing. Also,
thanks for helping me with the pronunciation on a few things here. You're reminding me.
Yeah, no. Working with really like amazing artists that are doing their thing and like if you go see them, you'll be like blown away. So it was a beautiful night. Beautiful night. So
Yeah. So I was thinking you have brought a guitar into the studio.
I did.
And it is What kind of guitar is that?
A Norman. It's like a Canadian brand. Got it a long time ago. It's another beater guitar, but it
Can tell the wood is got some nice resonance even just from the look.
I really like this, like the sound that comes out of it. So it's become my friend.
You know, I wanted to ask you about a cultural thing that I'm kind of aware of, but I wanted you to share because your picture has half your face and half like a Dia de los Muertos.
Yes.
Thing. So yes. Can you tell people a little bit about why that's important for ancestry and what it means?
Yeah. So for me, I find in certain cultures, well, like in Canada, death is not really talked about as much. And then for me, I'm half Mexican, half Salvadorian. And in our cultures, death is something that we celebrate. It's like, it's for me, I'm like, when I die, let's party. Let's do something crazy. Well, not me, but you guys party. But it's not something to fear. Why fear? You know, it's like, it's unknown, but it's going to happen, right? So it's like, and it's also remembering our ancestors, like taking this time to remember those who have passed, you know, and acknowledging that their lives that they shared with us. So for me, the album cover is half life, half death, but also it resonates with the title of Nothing Is Forever. So really enjoying the present moment, even if it's a bad one, like it's going to pass as well. So it's just like discussing death, and for me, it's something that I've always been curious about. It's weird, eh? I don't know, there's something beautiful in it, the unknown and what happens afterwards. So, yeah,
absolutely. And so you were gonna, can you play us a song and tell us a little bit, like, what's the name of your
Sweet.
First song?
Oh, the first song I did is just a poem. And it's called Mujer del Agua, Woman of the Water. And this next song I'm going to sing to you is called 24, or I call it Diaspora Blues. When you don't feel, well, you're not from here nor there, and you're like, where do I belong? And so this is it. So here you go.
Okay.
Where do I belong? Where do I belong? Where dead masses shall not go. Another blinded sheep is not what the mother needs. Weeping as she sees all the destruction and despair. I will not be part of this unconscious warfare. I will not be part of this unconscious warfare. Where do I start? Crossing borders, it's all make-believe. Keep waking up and then falling asleep. Where do I start? A church full of whores, an L.A. ghetto bird is out for a bust. I'm searching for real. I'm searching for real. I'm searching for real. Cause I'm of it, and I'm from it, and I'm beyond these worlds. Cause I'm of it, and I'm from it, and I'm beyond these worlds. I'm an insider, outsider. I'm an insider, outsider. I'm an insider, outsider. Where do I start? Where do I start? Practicing patience, my fingers are dirty from gardens and steel strings. 24 in El Salvador, I'm a foreigner in my own mother's land. I'm a foreigner in my own mother's land. Viejita, te entiendo. Viejita, te entiendo. It's Mary's birthday and thousands are praying. She blows out candles. Thunder and tears. Thunder and tears. These tears wash over me now. Cause I'm of it, I'm from it. I'm beyond these worlds, cause I'm of it, and I'm from it, and I'm beyond these words. I'm an insider outsider. I'm an insider outsider. More lost than found. More lost than found. Cause I'm of it, and I'm from it, and I'm beyond these words. Cause I'm of it, and I'm from it, and I'm beyond these words. I'm an insider outsider. I'm an insider outsider. More lost than found. 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 More lost than found.
Otra, otra, otra,
otra.
Yeah, can we just go right into
another
one?
Right into another jam. Okay, sweet. Totally forgot. Okay, let's do this one's called Love and Let Go. In a dream, heart broke open. Lucid drops of truth. Can't escape the feelings. Her can be so empty. That is suffocating. I'm just suffocating. I rose to another reality. Realized I can't outrun what I carry. Insanity is going in circles. Wanting things to change, but baby, never taking the leap. So love. Love and let go, love and let go, love. Love and let go, love and let go. Return to waking life. With an open secret. From deep in the valley and high in the mountains. Paso a paso, nada para siempre. Courageously confront. I stare you in the eyes. I see the saboteur and the games played. All the games played, all the games played. Love, love and let go, love and let go. Love, love and let go, love and let go. Liberate our mind and spirit. Liberate our mind and spirit. Liberate our mind and spirit. Rebel, rebel, rebel. As I free fall, my wings finally open. As I free fall, my wings finally open. As I free fall, my wings finally open. I surrender, I surrender. Love, love, love and let go. Love, love, love and let go. What was once is no more. What was once is no more. What was once is no more. Love and let go. Love and let go.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Love and Let Go.
Lucila Almar.
There you go. There you go. Thank you so much.
Okay. We were mentioning about redemption and to find redemption in the eye of a camel, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering about if you had some words on that, what redemption means to you personally.
Forgiveness of self. I think that's the first thing that comes to me, especially with Love and Let Go. It's like what comes to me is sometimes how we ourselves can be the ones that hold ourselves back from things. And sometimes with healing, we think, well, this part of me must change. But it's sometimes you have to love that part of you, even though it might be hard to love that part of you. So starting to see the shadows within ourselves. And it's not about taking those shadows away. It's starting to see them and bring light towards them. So redemption for me has started with forgiving myself, even for things I haven't done. But like, there's sometimes guilt or shame that we carry that is like, where does that come from? Is it my experience or is it an aunt, like came from my mom or my grandmother? And so for me is forgiveness of self. And music has been that creative journey to dig up those places and bring light to those places that are hurting. Because I feel like when we're hurting, then we hurt other people. So it's like, I must heal in order to no longer hurt others. So that's what that means to me.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I realize you're just visiting Vancouver. Visiting.
Yeah.
And you're going to be leaving us soon enough. And yeah. Just wondering what's in the future for Lucila Almar.
So the tour, the Canada date stopped yesterday. It was my last show in Canada. And then we're heading down to California for next week. Next Friday, we're going to be in Oxnard, California. And an organization called Mosaic, they're doing a fundraiser event for rebuilding efforts in Mexico after the earthquake that happened there. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be performing there Friday, November 4th at Oxnard, California at this place called The Lab. So we're heading down south. So, well, south from here. So that's what's next for Lucila Almar, and a lot more writing and recording for the next album. But if you want to listen to my album, check out my website and you can get my new album.
Yeah,
so,
what's your www? How do people find you?
LucilaAlmar.com. LucilaAlmar.com. Really easy.
Beautiful stuff. Are you going to hang around?
I'm going to hang around. Totally hang out. Yeah. I'll be around.
Stuff.
So thank you so much.
And we want to acknowledge who you've brought here. You want to introduce him?
Oh, so this lovely, lovely individual to my right, his name is Jacob Miracle. You'll hear his beautiful
Jacob
bass
Miracle.
Playing on my album. So he's here with me. Also my lovely partners. So we've been touring together across Canada. So yeah, bass player, guitar player extraordinaire. So
brilliant
yeah,
name.
Thank
Love
you.
It. Okay, so just hang around for some Darkstone. We're going to be talking to Maura and Dan. And we're going to hear hopefully a little bit more of Lucila Almar near the end of the show with Darkstone. We'll be right back.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. With your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Okay, well, we are back on the Medicine Show. And joining us now is my friend, Maura Pajong. And with her is Dan Smith. So, yes, thank you guys for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having us, Jason. It's really good.
Oh, wait, no, you got to bring you in. Sorry about that. You're going to have to wait for the microphone. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Great stuff.
Thanks for having us, Jason. We're so happy to be here. It's really great to be around musicians making music and building community while they do it. Got to say that.
Yeah, let's do this.
Oh, there we go. We're just goofing around with the microphones in here, just trying to get a good angle. But it's working now.
Well, so Maura runs a bit of a music collective herself. She's we've been jamming off and on, and we did a gig together and all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah, really we go good. Way back. We go back.
And then you've brought in Dan Smith, who is you're organizing a fundraiser.
Yes. So
tell us a bit about that.
Okay. So we're putting together a big benefit concert for my buddy Dan Smith, who is the moderator of the BC Musicians Network Facebook group. And he formed this group back in 2010 to bring those of us local musicians together who just wanted to like find other musicians to play with and learn about what it's like to be in the industry here. And since then, it's grown to like 7,000 members almost.
Yeah, just shy of 7,000.
That's right.
It's like 6,800, so.
Yeah, and in fact, the group is one of the reasons how I got to be connected to other people in the scene. Back in the day, and still now, my husband and I, we live in this really great teardown house, teardown special in East Van, and so we turned the basement into a jam space. And so we like to have musicians over and just make music on a regular basis. And one day, I was like, hey, I need some more musicians to play with. So I put this big post out on our Facebook group saying, hey, anyone want to come over to my house and play music? And that was a rock. Night. Oh my goodness. Met some amazing people. Came out. We had great times, great music. It was wonderful. And it really got me connected to the music community here. So I just graduated here at UBC in May, and I decided to get back involved with the group. And so Dan was looking for a co-moderator, and I joined up. And then right after, like a month later, after I came in as co-moderator, Dan got some really bad news. And what was that news, Dan?
Well, back in May, I was diagnosed with colon cancer, and that quickly turned into colon cancer with mets to my liver. I ended up having to have emergency surgery at Royal Columbian Hospital, where they took out 16 inches of my colon, 30 lymph nodes, and 4 inches of my liver. And subsequently cut my diaphragm, which caused some breathing issues as well. A month in hospital from that lovely adventure. And then they found out that I may actually have a spot on my right lung as well. But we can't biopsy it. So we're waiting for a CT scan as of November 27th. And due to other issues that have come up since then, we're also CTing my thyroid and my brain. Hopefully, I don't have any more of the mets going into my brain. So,
okay. So you're also a musician as well, right?
I'm a musician. I started BC Musicians Network back in 2010. Like Mara said, I've been a musician. First song I wrote was I was 5 years old. I play guitar, I play bass, I play pretty much any instrument you put on my hands, I'll figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm also a nurse, so coming down with a bad case of cancer is, not the best for somebody that actually sees it on a day-to-day basis, so...
I can imagine, because you got a first-hand view of the consequences of that.
Exactly.
So life changed, and now you guys have planned a way to help out.
Yeah, because as we know, when you're out of work fighting for your life, the bills really start piling up. A bunch of Dan's friends and I were growing more and more concerned, because here he is trying to just trying to live his life, and he's having a hard way of making that happen. So what do we musicians know how to do? Well, we know how to make music. And so what we came up with is we decided that we were going to put on a benefit concert. And so it's at www.dansmithconcert.com. It's going to happen at the Columbia on Saturday, November 25th. And we've got five great bands lined up. We'll be announcing them starting next week on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then we'll start selling tickets right after that. But what's really great about this is that, you know, we were able to put the appeal out to the local musicians community. Like, we were just a handful of friends with a dream. Like, we've got to make this happen. But it does take a village. And so what I'm so happy about is that we put the appeal out to the local musicians community, and we got great response. We had so many fantastic local bands saying, hey, I'd love to help and play the show. I've had a bunch of volunteers come in. You know, much of the work of putting this concert together has been wonderful, because it's been everybody coming together to support one of our own. And I've only really had one problem, and that's trying to find the cash corporate sponsors to cover some of the hard costs of putting on the event, like the venue rental and some of the other services. So although we're getting really great response from the community, we're still struggling to get a few of those corporate sponsors to help us pay the bills. Our goal is to raise $15,000 for Dan. Mm-hmm. And that would cover top up his EI and cover his living expenses for the next 8 months.
Let me interrupt for a second. Part of the situation is why people got into this was actually because of a post I had put on Facebook looking for information. Actually, I didn't ask for this. This was something that people came to me with. But my question was because being a nurse, you expect your benefits to carry on when you're sick. Unfortunately, my benefits were exhausted as of July. So I pay out of pocket for my benefits, my health benefits, my medicine. I've had to change my entire diet and so on and so forth. So on top of, you know, the costs that go along, my benefits cost me roughly $420 a month. So, quite often medicine that's included in the whole process of this, of cancer, quite often is not actually covered by your benefits either. So it comes out of pocket, basically. So,
wow.
So in this whole situation, Mara and a few other people have come together to kind of build this up. And obviously she's asked me a lot of, you know, who to talk to, what to do, because I've been in the local music scene for 30 years, roughly. So I know quite a few people and places to ask. So hence how it began. So
great. Well, I'm glad that you guys are, going to be helping out this. For more information about tickets and who's going to be performing there, they go to
dansmithconcert.com. Super easy. dansmithconcert.com.
And the date is
Saturday, November 25th at the Columbia. And it's great. We're not just having the concert. We're also going to do a silent auction, a raffle, and some draws. It's going to be a really fun night, and five amazing bands.
Great stuff. Okay, well, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Medicine Show after we hear a quick song. This is from the Norwegian Inn artist, We Are Medicine, from the Bella Coola. Somewhere deep in the mountains, there is a beautiful valley, and the Nuxalk youth of Bella Coola have big dreams and hopes in their future. However, there may be struggles they must overcome. The best way to heal is through the people. Their words exclaim, our faith, our choices, our hearts, and our characters are the medicine. Shout out to the Aquasalxta School. This is featuring the voice and creative talents of Bronson Friesen, Angelica Edgar, Cody Sandy, Serena Gabriel, Davina Kashi, Reya Hans, Joan Mack Young, Yang, Jaden Elkins, Faye Va, Derek Draney, Victoria Moody, and Delilah Weber. This is another Nui Jinin production. We are the medicine. We'll be right back with Darkstone.
Sami Soking, one heart and one mind. If Sami Mooking, one voice and one life.
I was all alone, got away from a place that I knew was not safe. Felt like I was on my own, stayed strong in my culture, was my escape. I'm a young new home girl, I'm proud of who we are, there's so much I could.
On arrival, name me the foundation. I grew to know my people, the experience is sacred. Connected to my roots through gatherings and dances. Inspired to be active, celebrate through part legends.
I've been bored for a while, some people think I'm a pain. I just wanna feel included, maybe then I will change. I know there's something more in the future that's ahead of me. I wanna be successful and unity's the remedy.
Smiley talking, one heart and one mind. If I be moving, one voice and one mind. We're medicine, let's heal our souls with song and dance. It's my Yusta, these are the stories of our home and our land, yeah.
Are you aware of my life? There's not much here to do. One day I'll grow up and want my dreams to come. But we could break this cycle. Our future is in our hands. We don't throw our life away. We'll do what we can.
Bella Cool is home to me, a place of the Thunderbird. Fresh glacial waters and sage from the earth. There's life from the mountains and medicines from the hand. The stories that the elders share connect us to the land. Not everybody speaks a mind. Some afraid of being judged. Help and learn from one another. My people believe in love. This is a moment, so let us work together. We are new Hulk strong. We're new Hulk forever.
Smiley soaking, one heart and one mind. If Smiley moving, one voice and one life. We're medicine, let's heal our souls with song and dance. Smiley stuff, these are the stories of our home.
The blindness, life is fair, I swear. I wanna aim for the mountain, see the air up there. Need to gain something new to overcome my battles. Leave me light, I will improve. Won't disappear into the shadows.
A wild soul, but deep in my blood, I am a leader. The voices of the hunters, follow them into the cities. Hear some thunder for your heart, and a rainbow for the youth. Our home is what it used to be, it's up to you to choose.
Smiley soaking, one heart and one mind. If Sami Mooking, one voice and one life. We're medicine, let's heal our souls with song and dance. It's my Yusta, these are the stories of our home and our land, yeah. Sami Soaking, one heart and one mind. If Sami Mooking, one voice.
Snap.
We are here back on the Medicine Show with Darkstone. Right on. Okay, powerhouse rock with a gritty blues edge is what makes Darkstone a vibrant new sound and a new band on the Vancouver music scene. Uniquely original, Darkstone has managed to blend classic hard rock with metal and blues. The result is a vocal ensemble of brothers Matt Mitenko. Did I say it right, Mitenko?
Mintenko.
Mintenko.
Close enough.
Mintenko. And guitarist Jason. Oh, wait, hey, no. We appreciate your singing for us there. Thank you. Credence. Thank you. Okay. So, yeah. And so bassist, so guitarist Jason Mintenko.
Mintenko.
Interspersed with searing guitar runs and thunderous rhythms from bassist Cato Van Essen and drummer Stefan Grabowski. Lyrically, their music speaks loudly of life's challenges, second chances, and redemption. That's why we did this theme for our show, by the way, dedicated for you guys. The summer of 2014 found the band down in Hollywood, California, working with veteran producer Jeff Blue, who produced Linkin Park, Macy Gray, etc., etc., etc. Jeff's other credits include Korn, Limp Bizkit, and Hoobastank. This collaboration resulted in a three-song EP, plus you can hear two more of their songs. Where can we hear those?
iTunes, Spotify, Apple.
Yeah. This is Darkstone on The Medicine Show. Yay.
Take it away, Jay.
Drop D, suck up.
Oh, it's time to wake up and time to rise. No more lies, computer skies. Time to rise with open eyes, world of size. When we wake up, wake up and change your living ways. Yeah, it's time to rise. No more lies. You be the skies. Time to those blinders off, reach inside and find what's in.
Darkstone. Darkstone.
Did you say crap, dude?
So I probably should have said before the show, some language may offend people. If it does, you can turn your radio the bleep off. because we're going to get down and dirty and let it all hang out tonight. As you may have already heard, we've already crossed a line of a few people's boundaries, and we're happy to say so. We're here on The Medicine Show, broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, from Coast Salish, unceded territory, with Doc Stone. Doc Stone.
What's going on, Jay?
How's it going, brother?
We have Jason and Jason in the studio. We are the two-headed Jason.
This is cool. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, and just to remind everybody, we are on Facebook Live. If anybody wants to see what's going on in the studio, hey, Facebook Live, you can tune in to Vancouver Medicine Show. Just search us out, Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook, and see what's going on in the studio. Hey, Facebook.
What up?
Hello.
So cool. Like, you just sit at home and just... I don't even do go outside now.
Okay, so let's take this... Let's really, you know? Let's do a little adjustment. The people out there listening to the radio land, I'm so glad that you've joined us and listening out there. We're going to do, just bear with us while I talk to these guys one-on-one and leave you sort of just listen to what's happening here. Okay, guys, we're going to, I know you're about to perform nice and loud, and I'm going to give you the chance to lean in and out.
Okay, cool.
Because feel free to just let loose and do what you want to do. That whispering, it was good. Come in and then lean back for the, and then let it go. You, we're hearing you nice and loud. We're going to keep you about there so you can do the same thing. You, I'm going to make sure you can hear what's going on. You're loudest in the room.
Yeah.
So just tip-tap your toes.
Tip-tap your toes.
Right on. Okay, we're back on. Just wanted to do a sound adjustment because that actually was really well balanced. We want to make sure that... that we can hear the best of the of what's going on in the room. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the way it is, see? Okay. Matt is the singer.
Hey.
Jason is on the guitar tonight.
Yo.
And, well, the drummer, so you are Kato. Oh, no, sorry. Stefan. You're Stefan Grabowski.
Yes.
And I think we've been, like, friends on Facebook forever or something before, like, I even knew these guys.
Yeah, I actually, with Herman. You know Herman?
Yes, that's why. Yes. You came in with Lucia,
Santa Lucia,
Santa Lucia.
Yeah.
LFR, the Latin funk
we
rock
know
band.
Each other.
See, I and this is the thing. There's so much goes on that I get confused. Of course, I'm sorry.
Not
to... Oh,
I'm just you know. Grinding your gears.
Okay, no, that's good. That's good. Keep me on my toes, I say. So can we just go right into another song then? Let
sure.
Rock
sure.
Fly.
We can do that, man.
So what song are you guys going to do next?
Yeah, dude, what's up?
It's a little different.
What's
it's
up?
Acoustic, but I guess why? Yeah.
Hey, and I got this to say to all heavy rock bands, play acoustic live sometimes because I love that sound. You like doing the drop D, playing on acoustic guitar. It's just not like so heavy yet so rocking.
MTV Unplugged, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's why they're big sellers because it sounds cool. All right, so... Doc Stone on The Medicine Show. What song are you going to do, sorry?
Why?
Why?
What?
Why?
Why? Oh,
yeah,
why?
Know, right? It's like, why?
You almost got it. Yeah.
Okay, let's hit it. All right. Oh, by the way, we are so happy to have the dadager in the house.
Hey, Dad. Thanks,
say,
man.
Introduce your father to us.
His name is Ralph. And he's our dad.
Great. You see, Ralph's the manager.
He's got his hat backwards, by the way.
Ralph's the manager, and he's very hip and very, like, right in there with the rock. So thanks for joining us.
This is what he says every night.
I'm hip. And I rock.
We like to acknowledge everybody in the room. So go ahead with why.
Yours, treat your life as it's all aboard.
cure these scars, bigger pieces of a broken heart. I live this way, yeah, why? Ooh, why? When you realize your evil ways, look inside and really contemplate. Have a need to harbor no more hate. Feel compelled to just run away. Like the run, said it flickers thin. I can't cast away all this sin. I need some help or I'm bound to fall. All I need to do is crowd and call.
Love just jumping around the different types of music. You're playing some of the two best genres in town, you know?
Hey, I can't complain.
Latin funk rock and rock and roll.
Right? Here, but here.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
So that song touched on some very important stuff, man. You guys are like writing about the issues here. Well, you know what? Let's bring this back up into the show. I had it down because that was so heavy. It was great. Yeah, so that was some heavy content you guys are talking about, and I guess that relates back to not just our prescription theme of the show, but, you know, you guys, you talked about it in your intro about redemption. So what does redemption mean to you? Do you guys have ways of working on yourselves that allows you to heal your spirit and find your own path to redemption? Like, you're talking about, you know, why fight, why, right? So what does it mean to you? Because I see it in your bio about redemption.
It's love.
Love. Right,
it's love
on,
man. What, you were going to say that?
I got you. No, that's good.
Well, that's all I was going to say. You know, it is love.
He took your answer.
Yeah, we all get angry. We all,
fight about
we all
it.
Make that's mistakes, good. But at the end of the day, forgiveness and love is what matters. And true acceptance of everyone, you know, like. Love keeps no record of wrong, and I have plenty of wrong, so I can't judge other people for their wrongs when I got my own. So I always need to forgive, you know what I mean? Because that's all that matters, really.
I think love's the reason why everyone does what they do, too, right? You love what you do, Jay, and, you know,
okay, so
we all love what we do.
Now,
that's
you guys put this in your bio for a reason, and I'm thinking that your music and your journey is part of that pathway to redemption. You know what I mean? Like, do you find that the music is healing to yourselves? Are you guys on a pathway to get better? Or are you guys just sort of like kicking around thinking, Like, do you think the music is part of that journey?
Most definitely. I think I wouldn't be here, you know, anymore without certain music.
Oh, by the way, feel free to, like, it is so hot in the studio. Sorry, go ahead.
To kind of just make you feel your true emotions, you know, kind of.
Well, anytime you had ever had a down day.
A lot of time I'm really shy, so music is kind of my only way to vent sometimes. You know, I'm kind of the guy in the corner not saying anything, just twiddling his thumbs, you know. So this is my way to vent kind of thing, right? So
I always find that music really, like, okay, so the unique perspective of an artist allows people to, like, you know, you're writing constantly, you're doing this. I think it's kind of a journey on a, and to teach yourselves. And, you know, as an artist, I'm constantly looking back at my lyrics and going, okay, I better listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm saying some heavy things here. It actually makes me consider. Sometimes I just, you know, these songs are just like a diary for me, for myself to, okay, consider. With. So, having gone into that, you guys want to play some more music and sing about your
your
journey?
Sure, if you want us to sing about music,
Sing about your journey.
Sing about music.
Sing about music, man.
Sing about it. And so I got it wrong. I must say, I was saying drop D. That was drop C, by the way, in case any guitar gods are out there going, no, that was drop D, man. Yeah. Technically speaking, I used this flanger on this particular album back in 19, you know, something, something. So technically, yeah. And so you guys are.
We'll let you redeem yourself.
Thank you. I really do need to journey back here, man.
Right?
That was the drummer, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Stephen. Did we say Stephen or Stefan?
It's Stefan, but I mean, either way. I mean, whatever.
Sorry, why?
It's Stefan, but whatever works, you know.
All right.
No one listens to the drummer anyways. I mean.
Right. Well, that's all right. He called me Maura, and it's Maura, so don't worry. It's all the same.
I made that mistake myself.
Care. It's all good.
Is it Maura?
It's Maura.
It's hard to screw up Dan.
It's hard to screw up Dan.
Yeah.
Totally Don.
That's right. Dan is the Don, man. Okay.
Daddy Don. There
we go. Oh, and so, Jason, we are the two-headed Jason.
Hello.
What song do you guys want to do next? Can you tell us a little bit about your next song?
Oh, no, not this one.
Tell us about the intricacies.
Tell us about the lovey-dovey one.
No, you don't have to get totally into it. Just tell us the name at least. Good.
You know, kind of like a relationship you're looking at, like, what happened? What did I do wrong, really? It's how the song starts. It's like, what did I do wrong?
Give me a second chance. Why did I do that? Why? I've lost her.
If I only had Doc Brown's time machine. Oh, too bad.
This is All I Ever from Doc Stone on the Medicine Show. Go ahead, guys.
Where did I go wrong? How did I lose you? I don't know why. Maybe I'll find out. All I ever wanted was you. I
all I ever wanted. All I ever wanted was you.
The grand Stockstone. Right on. It's Jason and Matt, the brothers.
So the goal of that one was to basically get, you know, the wife to grab the husband's hand or vice versa.
This is the one like in the stadium when people like start lighting their lighters and swaying back and forth.
That'd be nice.
Well, now it's foam lights,
though.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Times have changed since our days, right?
I got my flashlight on.
It's dangerous, man.
Yeah. Hey, that's how it used to happen. People didn't have the phones. They would use their lighters, you know? Drag, if somebody didn't have a lighter, they'd be like, Matt, ah, I burnt my finger.
See, I'm that guy at the concert when there is someone with a lighter and they're in front of me, I'm a dick and I blow it out when it's up there. I'm like... And they're like, ooh.
Can we ask Lucilla, would you come back in here for a few minutes? We're gonna do another song, and we want her to tap her toes, snap her fingers, or even perhaps, if you guys want to explain a little bit about this song, we're gonna try and get a little bit of a jam session going. Your father Ralph has got shakers, he's got a drum. Sure. So, Lucilla. These guys got a song called Another Round. It's D standard tuning. And can you tell her, what is the chorus anyway? Just in case she wants to sing. We got shakers and all kinds of stuff.
Just song,
so. So what is the chorus?
Where are the drinks?
No drinking in the studio. You know this.
Yeah, brain fart. Where are the
Grab oh someone gosh. Next to you, my dear.
Grab
chug.
Next to you, my dear.
Yeah. Chug down that beer. Make it clear.
Okay.
Let's get together.
Let's all get together right now.
Yeah, that sounds like...
Let's
this,
go
this
on
a good
for
time.
Another round.
Okay, that sounds fun. And then, so... You guys can... We're going to do this the right... Just like that. You can sing in there. She wants you.
Yeah.
Do you want to shake her or something? You're going to clap just in case? Okay. Same here. I'm going to be joining you as well.
Yeah,
do you want to shake
in,
her?
Jay, get in.
Pass
her
a
cigar.
Let's get...
Oh,
all right, Veronica.
Snap.
Right.
Snap.
That's a heavy sound.
Yeah, now we got to be careful now, but we're musicians, right? We're going to do it right.
But I think you counted it as eight, right?
Okay, so yeah, everybody four. Listening, thank you guys all for listening in on the music, the medicine show. We're going to have a final thanks after this song. But they're coordinating, so we want to say thanks to everybody on Facebook Live. Thanks for joining us on the medicine show.
Thank you, Facebook.
They're still coordinating. They're
like
still coordinating.
They're perfect,
the beat.
Right?
Hang in
yeah.
there with us.
Okay.
You guys okay?
Oh yeah.
Let's
yeah.
take it. Darkstone with Lucilla Almar.
All right. Give her Jay. Let's go, boys.
Let's grab some shots.
Grabbing a shot now.
Know what we want.
What we want.
More, 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 more. Grab someone next to you, my dear. Chug down that beer. Make it clear. Let's go together right now.
Another round.
Woo!
Chug down that beer, make it clear. Let's get together right now. Let's go on for another round. Chug down that beer, make it clear. Let's get together right now. Let's go on for another round.
Show. Thank you guys for all for coming in. Any last shout outs to your family, friends, the kitty cats and the dogs that listen out there in the radio lands?
We have a show November 11th at the Red Room, and anyone coming here can get tickets for $5.
Especially people from UBC.
Yeah.
Especially.
Okay. And we have got a giveaway. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, we want to do a giveaway. Anybody who wants to take home some of this music, you can give us a call. And they're going to give you a key. They got a CD. They got some tickets to the show if you call. What's the number to call? And you can get this delivered. So, Ralph, the Dadager's going to say hi.
Hi.
Nice.
Call 604-354-2661. Again, 604-354-2661 to get those hot tickets now.
All right. Any shout outs to anybody? Want to say hello to anybody out there? Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Take the mic.
Hey, Mom.
What's up, Stone?
Hey, sweetie. Love you.
Tell us one more time the date and where to get the tickets for the
Saturday,
fundraiser.
November 25th at the Columbia, dansmithconcert.com.
Oh. Right on. Thanks, everybody. The Columbia is down in New Westminster. Look up the Columbia Theater, and you'll find it online. Just Google. Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, the Medicine Show is broadcasting Healing Energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. I'm Jason Q. Lawrence. Next week we will have you guys. Hold on, guys. Wait 1 second. You can keep playing that, but you guys be quiet 1 second. Thank you to, we're going to give thanks now. Thanks to the maker. Thanks to our guests as well, Darkstone, Maura Pajonk, and her friend Down Smith, Lucila Almar, and Aquasolta School, Kitsum Kalem First Nation, and Nguijinin Music Collective for the music. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and everyone out there listening out there in this beautiful city. Please know your, let us know your thoughts on our website, themedicineshow.ca. We are going to leave you in a second with Prince EA or A, or I don't even know how to pronounce it, but it's EA. It's so cool. This guy's great. Coming up next is the late night show with DJ Rye all night long with strange ambient sounds and drum and bass. You have a good night. We'll see you next week. This is I Just Sued the School System. Prince EA. Have a great night. See you next week. With more from Mara Pajunk and her musical collective.
You know it. Woo!
It will live its whole life believing that it is. Albert Einstein once said, everybody's a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, today on trial we have modern day schooling. Glad you could come. Not only does he make fish climb trees, but also makes them climb down and do a 10-mile run. Tell me, school, are you proud of the things you've done? Turning millions of people into robots, do you find that fun? Do you realize how many kids relate to that fish? Swimming upstream in class, never finding their gifts, thinking they are stupid, believing they are useless. Well, the time has come, no more excuses. I call school to the stand and accuse him of killing creativity, individuality, and being intellectually abusive. He's an ancient institution that has outlived his usage. So, Your Honor, this concludes my opening statement, and if I may present the evidence of my case, I will prove it.
Proceed.
Exhibit A. Here's a modern-day phone. Recognize it? Here's a phone from 150 years ago. Big difference, right? Stay with me. Here's a car from today. And here's a car from 150 years ago. Big difference, right? Well, get this. Here's a classroom of today. And here's a class we used 150 years ago. Now, ain't that a shame? In literally more than a century, nothing has changed. Yet you claim to prepare students for the future? But with evidence like that, I must ask, do you prepare students for the future or the past? I did a background check on you and let the record show that you were made to train people to work in factories, which explains why you put students in straight rows, nice and neat, tell them sit still, raise your hand if you want to speak, give them a short break to eat, and for 8 hours a day, tell them what to think. Oh, and make them compete to get an A, a letter which determines product quality, hence grade A of meat. I get it. Back then, times were different. We all have a past. I myself am no Gandhi. But today, we don't need to make robot zombies. The world has progressed. And now we need people who think creatively, innovatively, critically, independently, with the ability to connect. See, every scientist will tell you that no two brains are the same. And every parent with two or more children will confirm that claim. So please explain why you treat students like cookie cutter frames or snapback hats, giving them this one-size-fits-all crap.
Watch your language.
Sorry, Your Honor, but if a doctor prescribed the exact same medicine to all of his patients, the results would be tragic. So many people would get sick, yet when it comes to school, this is exactly what happens, this educational malpractice, where one teacher stands in front of 20 kids, each one having different strengths, different needs, different gifts, different dreams, and you teach the same thing the same way? That's horrific. Ladies and gentlemen, the defendant should not be acquitted. This may be one of the worst criminal offenses ever to be committed. And let's mention the way you treat your employees.
Objection. Overruled. I want to hear this.
It's a shame. I mean, teachers have the most important job on the planet, yet they're underpaid? No wonder so many students are shortchanged. Let's be honest. Teachers should earn just as much as doctors, because a doctor can do heart surgery and save the life of a kid. But a great teacher can reach the heart of that kid and allow him to truly live. See, teachers are heroes that often get blamed, but they're not the problem. They work in a system without many options or rights. Curriculums are created by policymakers, most of which have never taught a day in their life. Just obsessed with standardized tests. They think bubbling in a multiple choice question will determine success. That's outlandish. In fact, these tests are too crude to be used and should be abandoned, but don't take my word for it. Take Frederick J. Kelly, the man who invented standardized testing, who said, and I quote, "These tests are too crude to be used and should be abandoned." Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.